Okay, today's daf is daf Chavchet, and last year we began Shvuat HaDayanim, the next Shvuah in our list of Shvuot. And that is what's popularly known as what's called Modeh B'Mitzvah. This is a Shvuah that the Dayanim, or someone's chayv to make, if a claim is made against him and he partially admits to that claim. Except then, of course, in the case of where it was he learned towards the end of the Mishnah, if it wasn't a definite claim, then it's considered a Meshiv Aveda. But in any event, that's the Mishnah. Now, it says as follows. This is our brayta. Well, it says as follows. Now, this piece, by the way, we saw in Masechet Kiddushin. That's why in the Likutei Mefarshim here, quoted like what we use, in other words, the Korban Eidah, when we learned it. So it has it at the bottom of at least my Gemara. Let's get into it really. Hatana, the Beit Shammai says, is Ma'a Kesef, whereas Beit Hillel says it's Shtei Ma'a. So there's a machlok in terms of what the base claim is. Here, clearly, you see that according to Beit Hillel, it's more than Beit Shammai. Now, the Gemara says, is machlafa shitatin to Beit Shammai. There seems to be a contradiction to shita of Beit Shammai. Why? Tamaram kesef, meaning kesef kiddushin. What's the minimum amount to do kiddushin according to Beit Shammai? That's kesef dinar, which is more. Vahacha amri, and now you're saying kesef is a ma'a. Now, the reason why this is interesting is because the Psukim, I'll just show you the Korban Eidah. Yeah, this is again taken from Masechet Kiddushin. He says, Kasha, Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai, or Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel. Da'a isha niknit bekesef, it says. A woman is acquired with what we call as kesef, ki kach, meaning that Kiddushim is formed around the handing over of money or something of monetary value. Because it says, v'ktiv, nanatate kesef bistei kach mimeni. The Gabe Shvua also says, ki ten isha reo kesef. That's again, and that's leading to the question of how much was given over in the case of Modeh B'Mitzvah. Kesef used for both. But both Beit Shammai and both Beit Hillel have different shiurim that we're talking about in both cases. That's a kasha. Kesef is a dinar, and Beit Hillel says it's a pruta. But by Shvuah, we're saying Beit Shammai says the claim is Kesef is a ma'a, and Beit Hillel says it's shtei ma'in. So that's what the apparent contradiction is, and that's what we're trying to deal with. So just to go it again, Beit Shammai says Taman Amri Kesef is Dinah, Hachamra Ma'a Kesef Ma'a, whereas Machlifa Shitatayo to Beit Hillel, because Taman Amri Kesef is Pruta Vacha Kesef Trei Ma'in. The question is, how do we understand it? So clearly, what the Gemara is going to be doing is showing that you might have a some understanding was considered base amount, but each case is learnt that the shear is different for a particular reason, effectively. So let's have a look. Rav Yaakov says, Rachab Acha says Beit Shammai, Lemidim. So an ama ivriya, as we said, is basically a katana that a father has given her off as a ama, as a literally a maid servant. Now, the purpose of which is really a precursor to marriage. And if she becomes a nara, then she would be set free. Or if it's over 6 years. So whichever comes first, depends how young she was sold. Well, really, 7 years she goes free. Now, during that period of time, she can be redeemed back, if you like, by paying her value, or the value that she was sold for, let's say. But that value she was sold for, but as time progresses, the value of the redemption, if you like, is obviously going to peter off. It sort of tracks down, let's call it linearly. Okay? So that's a Giru'eha. So what it's saying is, we haven't learned the sources of this yet in terms of actual values, but at least at the first level, before the Gemara goes into more detail, is Beit Shammai says, oh, for it's Ama Ivriya, it seems the Tzchila is how much? It's a Ma'a, okay, according to Beit Shammai. Mitzchilat Mikhri Avra is a, sorry, Dinar, my mistake, not a Ma'a, Dinar. So Af Kiddushin should also be with a dinar. A dinar is more than a ma'a, by the way. A dinar is six ma'a, and a ma'a is eight pruta, just to get the, so no, which is the ranking here. So he says, just at the beginning, she would be sold for a dinar. So too, that's how we learn Kesef Kiddushin, sort of acquisition, transferring, let's call it control, however you want to understand it. Hillel says, no, you look it from Sof Giru'eha. Meaning, what's the smallest amount for which she, if you like, redeems herself back? That would be a Shaveh Pruta, because below that, we don't have less than a Shaveh Pruta, and you'd have to wait for the time to expire, which we'll see exactly how much time that would be. So massive girl. Okay, so now we have to really unlock and decode all that I said. So my time at the Beit Shammai, it says v'yatzachinam kasef. So this refers to im shalosh ela lo yaseh la kasef. He doesn't marry her. She becomes a ne'ara. She gets to go free in kasef. So what's yatzachinam kasef? If she's going free, there's no kasef. So matam l'tomah kasef. Mikan, you see that there has to be some sort of gira'on going down. That she has shemichan shenim ker yoter mekesef. She's sold for more than just what kesef is. And how much is a kesef? Kesef is a dinar. Okay, so therefore, it has to be more than a dinar to dinar. That takes a little bit of work. Let's look at the korban eder. Daha kra'ayri b'shiyotzeh b'siman ha'arot. That pasuk is talking about the fact that she, it's a, this korban eder's reading, it's different than Moshe, but this is the way we learned, I think, in the past. I didn't go over that shiur, but I think this is the way we learned it because we put it down like the korban eder. He said, this pasuk is talking about where the time didn't expire, and she, because she already matured and they didn't want to marry it, like marry the daughter off, either the son or to her, therefore, to the owner, then therefore, she would go free. But even though the time hasn't expired. So she kvar avdalo, she's already been a shivcha, v'umagara pinyona, and there's been a deduction along the way. And if you say that she initially sold bekesef, dainu ma'a, kedemasik. Imken kisha avdak, when she's already worked for a little bit, kfarni grap, you don't have kesef, then it's already gone below kesef. Vikishiatza balosimane arot, and then if she's getting free, and when she goes out without the simane arot, there's no kesef, ain't sham kesef. Umay kamashmalan kra, you're telling below kesef. So it must be what it's saying is if it's saying she goes free before the time expired, she's nara and doesn't have to pay kesef, that means. At now, due to the gira'on, the deduction, we are at the level of a kesef, and she doesn't have to pay the kesef to free herself. She goes out free. Mashma, that because it's deducted to that amount, the starting point must be higher than that amount. Okay? Elavarin dinar. Gira'on, because that's what it's saying. It's deducted to the point where she's now only at kesef. And the assumption is it was at a higher level, which is the higher level we said dinar is a higher coin. Okay, so I'll explain it one more time outside to make it clear. It says the assumption is again the pasuk is talking about a woman that's this ama avriya that goes free because she's now matured, and says so she goes out and doesn't have to pay the kesef, doesn't pay at all because even though time has expired narut. But again, the assumption is she's been a shivcha for a while, and it's deducted to that point of being at kesef. Mashmo, starting point was higher than that. The assumption is, well, it's got to be above a ma'a, which is now a dinar. Okay, now that's a lot of assumptions because there are lots of coins that it could be. But that's what we're saying at this stage. That's why the Gemara asks. Or maybe not. Or maybe kesef putar, your term of kesef shtei putar. Why do you simply say, en kasef means the smallest amount that we know, which is a shave putar? And therefore, that's en kasef. So what's more than one putar? Two putot. So why do you say it should solve for two putot? So the Gemara says, no, sof matbea kesef ma'a, meaning, you don't find, iatamotze, generally, the Torah, which is a Geira, Esrim Egra, etc., or Esrim Ma'in. So, in other words, you find in the Torah, the smallest denomination it talks about is, when it says Kesef, is going to be a Ma'a. So, that's very important already establishing that the Torah's term of Kesef is a Ma'a. And therefore, in Kesef, has to be more Ma'a, that's when we pop it up to a Dinar. So, once again, Beishamai says it's a dinar is kesef kiddushin because he learns it from tchila of how one would acquire a shivcha, a ma'avriya, I should say, not shivcha, really a ma'avriya, more respectable, ma'avriya, which would also be a dinar. That's how he learns it. Okay, even though what defined as a stam kesef is indeed, he's right, it's a ma'a. Okay, but here we ramp it up a level. The Gemara says, well, v'teh ma'a. Why can't you just simply say the start is a ma'a itself? So just to explain, the Korban Eder says, and it's different again, the Beroshe explains slightly differently, but he says that maybe Yoratzalim Kasif means that he sold her and 5 minutes later she matured. Who says that you've involved some sort of Giron Kesef? It's deducted. Why can't you say that she sold Ma'a? And therefore, when it's saying kasef, it's 5 minutes later, and there was no gira on kesef. So in kasef, it means that's the miyas. Who says that it's, we're ramping it up? So the Gemara says, Rav Avin says, B'shem Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, Again, I'll keep on doing this with the carbon later. He says, in order that every single year there can be a gir on kesef. Because she's meant to work for 6 years. And as I explained to you already, hadinar is six ma'a. So assumption is, so we can have a gir on kesef every single year. And well, and we're saying kesef is a ma'a. Well, the starting point therefore will be six ma'a, which is a dinar. That's how, that's assumption. The Gemara says, well, who says? Why don't you say vitigra pruta? Meaning, why don't we simply say the starting point is a ma'a, and if you want a gira on, you want a deduction, you can have a deduction. Because you just deduct effectively a pruta. Let's say pruta a little bit more every year because there's eight pruta in a ma'a. Why does it have to be? You have to learn it, lose a ma'a every year. So he says brilliantly. So Amrav Avin Hagavat Vashim Bikshali Grab Mitchilat Shanachit. The problem is, in the beginning of the sixth year, if you say all she has is a pruta left, you're not going to have a giron kesef. You're not going to have this deduction over those things. You can't go less than a, you can't go less than shaveh pruta. Okay, matzil shishah giron pruta. Then also sipra with pruta. Ella rather, it must be the tchilat. You can have a ma'a so that as the year progresses, you can still have a gira on in that final year of her of a ma'ut. Let's call it that, of being an ama, and therefore the soft towards the end, the girueya will be a pruta. Now you might ask, okay, but you're going to get to a point at least the last couple of weeks or whatever it is, mathematically, or last month, where it's also not going to start deducing. We dealt with that last time we were at the sugya, and it's, I think he says here that those few months we're not really concerned about. Okay, but at least during the year there has to be a chance of a giron kesef. Okay, so therefore, what have we seen according to Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai kesef min haTorah is a ma'a, quite clearly. That's why it's consistent. That's why he says also in our case, the Tana Beit Shammai has to be Ma'a Kesef. Everything's Ma'a. Ah, why by Kiddushin it's a dinar even more? Because you learn it from Tchilat Amah Ivriya. Okay? The dinar, and by Amah Ivriya has to be a dinar for the reasons we've already explained. But what about Beit Hillel? Beit Hillel seems to understand that when it comes to that, I'll just show you here, Korban Eda says, what about Beit Hillel? Oh, no, it was maybe the here he says, "Kolomar adain kasher bet hilal ad bet hilal." The hachasavri, the havaminer is the kesef is a pruta. So, how did you get? If you're saying maybe pruta is by kirushin, and what about why is it suddenly in our sugya it seems to be tuma for the claim? It has to be for more of a mitzvah. So, mimasha sof giru ea pruta. Atu deshi kirushin a pruta. Again, the smallest amount that she, if you like, could buy herself out early from Amaut is a, if you like, a pruta, so to the so to kiddushim. So Gemara says, "Hagav matzra she'im nishtar sham shaver pruta shemen omar magrav yotzek shem shosakir ob pruta kakidushim ob pruta." Okay, that's fine, but the problem is machlavat shitate unde beit hillel. But now you got a problem with shita beit hillel, so that's my, I got ahead of myself, because if you're saying the end is a pruta, why is it in our case? That's where the question is. So I got ahead of myself. Now it says, ki yiten ish el reyo kesef o kelin lishmor. What's a pasuk trying to teach us? This is the case of where he gave him something to look after and leading the case of modem emikza. Im lelamed she'ein beitin niskin lepotash lebachot mishavar puta. Why does he need to tell us about giving kesef lishmor? If you're trying to teach us that you can't have less than a shavar puta, I mean, beitin is not going to bother with the case of less shavar puta. Kraktim lashma ba. We've already got a derivation from that pasuk. That's probably shavar puta. So Ella, if you like, matamadoma kesef, that's insertion we had back in Kiddushin. Mikan she'ein kan she'esh kan yoter mikesef. That's to be the original counting more than kesef, which is shtei ma'id. Okay, fine. So it has to be, we're ramping it up above the pruta. So he's jumped also to shtei ma'id. Gemara says, well, how can he jump so far? Or maybe kesef is a pruta, yoter mikesef is shtei putot. Who says that has to be all the way up to ma'a? So Gemara says, sof matbeya, once again, he therefore understands also the minimum matbeya that's mentioned in the Torah is also a ma'a, just like Beit Hillel. Everyone holds that. Now, what's interesting here is, he says, sof matbeya, and therefore, commentates importantly, it's a star matbeya kesef shepotora ein pachol mime'a. Ah, what about Kiddushin? He says you can do with a pruta and shaveh pruta. So too, in other words, Both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, at this stage, we're saying the Gemara, both hold that the Stam Kesef Torah is Ma'a. Ah, why is it Pachot Mi? Why is it up to like a Prutah of Kiddushin? Because he's learning from Sof Gira and Ma'avriyah. And as Amar Ivriyah, the parameters of Ma'avriyah is an exception, but it's the basis of which for both Beit Shammai and Hillel learning what how much we need for Kesef Kiddushin. Okay, so we're saying Kesef and Ma'a, and you need more than Amar to get to, well, two Ma'a, it sounds like. So Gemara says, well, yeah, one second. So Gemara says, well, that's a ma'a. Why can't it be a ma'a? Why does it have to be two ma'a? Meaning the kesef could be taking a ma'a because all it is, your whole kashya of why is it saying it's a kesef in the pasuk, being the claim, the Beit Din is not, law, it doesn't take interest in case unless it's a shavah brota. Well, you've got a ma'a, so leave it as a ma'a. So this is a very important point you'll need for the continuation. The Gemara says, no, because it says, or, you know, it says kesef or kelim. There's a connection halachically between kesef and kelim, and just as ma kelim is plural, minimum of a plural is shnayim, so too kesef is shnayim. That's how he gets it. So kesef is ma'a, but in this case, an exception because it's kesef and kelim plural, you get to two. So Gemara says, okay, but Beit Shammai doesn't do that. Ma mekayimim shamai or kelim. What is it? A kelim? Kada detani Rav Natan or kelim lavi klei cheres. That's to teach you the case of klei cheres. Very importantly. So what? Klei cheres hachi pirosho kelim afilu ein shavim ma'a achat nishpin aleihem. Interesting that when it comes to kelim, even if it's not worth a shave, he says a shave ma'a, you'd still make a shvuah for it. Okay, which is we'll see examples of this in a moment, but it's important to understand therefore that our whole din of the minimum claim has to be a ma'a or two ma'a, with the kfir has to be a shave pruta, according to Beit Shammai. That's only for money, not kelim. Those minimums. They're not learned from one another, whereas we find Beit Hillel there are. So that's why you get to the interesting case here. Shmuel Amar Ta'anu Shtei Machatim. The claim was, you owe me two needles. Okay? V'hodu lo, and he admits to Bachat Mehem, only one of them. Chayev, he's Chayev. Now, interesting here, what's it in? So why so? It's not enough of a claim. We said the claim in total has to be really two ma'an a shavu pruta. When it comes to money. So Amar Achinina, we're assuming that they're both worth a shaver pruta, because the kfir has to, everyone agrees the kfir has to be, the denial has to be at least a shaver pruta. So that was Shitiyah Tana pruta, Voda pruta. So therefore, the claim or the parties, in the Lashon here, we've been explaining what the Tana means, mean that which he, if you like, claim that he's denying is a shaver pruta, and the admission is a pruta. So they're saying, look, that fits perfectly according to Kabeit Shammai. Why? Because as we explained above, he doesn't learn kesef from kelim, and when it comes to kelim, you don't have those minimum requirements of a ma'a or two ma'as being the kfirah. But according to Beit Hillel, if you're learning one from the other, meaning you learn kelim to teach you by kesef, is a multiply that the sum of money that is being, if you like, denied, aside from this omission, is Tuma, we're doubling it down, therefore you learn it both ways. And the Kalim as well, the claim has to be at least two ma. Okay, next. Rav Bar Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Kol mamon ed echad zoka kol. So this is a general claim the Gemara is going to test in a moment. It says anytime two people can mechayev someone money, one aid can come along and mechayev the person to make a shvuah. That's ed echad is mechayev shvuah. And it seems to be like one of these general claims. The Gemara tests as well. One second, Arishnai mechayvin oto karka. Two people can mechayv a person karka to pay, like, with respect to land, in terms of challenging ownership. But eid echad, you don't make a shvuah because you don't make shvuah on karka. So shnei hi she'enish bim bekarka. There's already a drush, if you like, you don't make a shvuah on karkaot. Okay, it says shnei hi. If you look, the Pnei Moshe says. The special pasuk that, if you like, excludes it. Okay? Now, and Shmuel's only things that really a shvuah could apply to, let's call it that. Next case, Harei Shnai Mechayim Oto Knas, two people can mechayiv someone to pay any form of knas in the Torah. However, we know that in Enish Bin Al Knas. So once again, Shem Enish Bin Al Knas, again, there's some sort of drush that's an exception to the rule. Harei Shnai Mechayim Oto Bepruta. This is the case, comes back to we're reorienting to our Gemara, our Mishnah. Two people can mechayev a person to do what? To pay over a pruta. He says, you have a bag of his needles that are worth a pruta. Two witnesses come, he has to hand it over. He's like, mechayiv him to hand it over. However, or did you owe him 50, like, or whatever, that coin? You can mechayiv him to pay that coin. I'm not going to mix it up with money, with kalim, but just use money for simplicity. Vechen, but the question is, it comes to Shvuat Dayanim, what's the claim? The claim has to be Shvuat Dayanim. We say the Shvuah is only regarding a Tashtei Kesef, or Tashavei Pruta. That the claim has to be more than the more than just a Shavei Pruta. Has to be a Shtei Kesef or Anna Pruta. So I'll read the plain Moshe to make it clear. He says, Klomar v'tnan b'shvuat hi davke b'tana only Shtei Kesef. V'im ken heichi ka'amra, how can you say to call makom sh'shnai mechayven oto mamod? The entire use to my head, Ede Hanachai Boshua, Harishnai, the Chaiver of Kashmino Tan Afilu Pruta. Two people can make Chaiv something by a Pruta. Then Shvuat Dayanim, but Shvuat Dayanim isn't for a Pruta. There's a higher bar before we get involved in Shvuat Dayanim. The highest sum is Ein Bachom Mishnei Kesef. Ve'en Ede Chad Yachol Chaiv or Shvuat Pruta. Seems to be that it cannot be Chaiv. So the Gemara says, no, Matnitin Mishma Mit Piv. Mean there's a difference between whether the person, if you like, is mipiv, meaning he admits himself, there's no aid at all, versus whether an aid comes along. So just to explain, the Matnita says, that's kishnishba she'ein kad ed bichlal. There's no aid. The person says, you owe 100, and he says, no, only 50. There's no aid at present. That's when the minimum ta'ana has to be, if you like, significant. However, el shlom mikzav kvar and the other case, ma'ad shmul amar, that's min nishba me'achirim. Kol amar shmul ayir bin nishma al yedei pi achirimu. Where she'ed me'id alav shehu zokek l'shvua. Sorry, me'id alav, hu shezokek kol l'shvua. That's how you read it. But in the case we say the Ede Chalem Mechaim Shvua, even for a Pruta, that's when an aid is present. An aid comes along and says, you owe him a shekel, whatever it is. Oh, more people. You owe him a Pruta. And he says, and that's when he can Mechaib him to even make a Shvua. Now, the Rabbi Chiya V'Chavrutei Pali, the argue, says, no, that's not true. Why? Because the last from the Mishnah is Shvua Dayanim. Shvua Dayanim means a Shvua that the Beitim can Mechaib. And Shvuat Dayin means kol Shvuat Dayin. It doesn't make a difference. Lo shna ben mipiv, lo mesh be'achim, lo anel chayv ad Shvuat Tana, shtei kesef, voda'a shaveh pruta. Meaning the claim of Shvuat Dayin is absolute. It doesn't say who, if he admitted himself or through Ed Echad. And therefore, that's not a good enough answer and seems to now really be a kasha on this klal of kol shnaim shchayor oto, Ed Echad mezukah b'shvuah. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan omer, toin chaveru latanat ganav. Let's say someone claims his friend is a thief. Einu chayav. This shvuah, ad. Now this is, in other words, this is the type of shvuah. This saying you have something in my possession, right? Einu chayiv ad shi yodam mikzis. It's only chayiv to make a shvuah if he partially admits to it. V'chol chavraya palagaleh. Now you need to understand what this is. Now what type of shvuah we're talking about? We're talking about a shvuah pikadon, where the person says, "Look, I don't have it in my possession." Okay. So what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, when it comes to shvuah pikadon, it's only if it's modeh b'miktzah. Now, why is it motive and mikzah? And that is because the pasuk itself says, "I call the vesha shorosa a kol avedah, asher yamar ki hu zeh." Ki hu zeh means this is what I owe you, and it's from here we learn the concept of motive and mikzah, meaning his meaning partially. So, if he's saying this is what I owe you, and this is the entire amount you wanted, then there's obviously no shvuah. So, it's a partial admission. Ki hu zeh. And the interesting thing is, contextually, that's got to do with because it says after it he has to pay kafel. So the understanding there, this is referring to Geneva. So the Gemara asks, so therefore it has to be modern mikzat. So Madre, because it says Asher Mar Ki Huzeh, or Maya Mekayim Rabbana, no. Kol Chov Roei, everyone's Cholek, Ki Huzeh, that's Betone Mamon, meaning Amalo, you owe me a certain amount of money. That's when you need that modern mikzat in the Chai B'Shvua. Okay? So the Gemara says, Im Betone Mamon, if the claim is just a Halva, Badai Shalem Shleim Reihu, how can it be Shalem Shleim Reihu, like it says in the Pasuk? He's got to pay double. You don't pay double for a loan. So it says, Eruv Parshiot Yeshkan. Eruv Parshiot Yeshkan means, is it true? Yes. This is what, somebody have a pasuk where part of the pasuk refers to one din, another part of the pasuk refers to another din. That's like Eruv Parshiot Yeshkan. Amrav Zera, Enu Chayv Ad Shu Kfirat Shtei Kesef, Chutz Mehodaya. And this is like we said in the Mishnah, the Kfirat Shtei Kesef aside from the Hoda'ah, that's why this is like we said, explained like Rav in the Bavli, that the for modern mikzah, it has to be the whole entire claim is Shtei Kesef plus a Shaver Pruta, and he's kofer the shtei kesef and mutter the shaver prota. And then the Gemara adds atya chavraya. That seems to be like aligned with the chavraya de Rabbi Yochanan. How's that the atya de chavraya de Rabbi Yochanan? It says as follows: the korbaneta says, sorry, the Pnei Moshe says, aminikai. When it says in hodam patur, if it's again, if we say that the admission is not from the same min of the ta'ana, meaning toin chitin v'hodal sorin, then it's patur. D'alfina, because you learn it from the pasuk he was there. Shetrich hoda'a min ze shu'tana, meaning that when he says kiel ze, this is what you, this is or all I have of what your claim is, right? Mashma, that's the same min. Ki hu ze, this is it, same min. Mashma, if he said you owe me witness, I owe you barley of half the amount, it's not considered, as we said, hana. It says, however, ze kechovroya de Rabbi Yochanan de la'el, why? De pali gebesirali eruv parshiokan, because again, we understanding is got to be eruv parshiot. The chihuzeh is a malva case. We said that's why it's referring to a malva and not the case of toin tanat ganav, right? That is a thief in his b'chayev. Okay, let's continue. Now, Chavrei de Rabbi Yochanan. So I nearly missed it a bit. Now, manali biyadcha. He says, you owe me 100. And he says, I said, look, and I have the defendant, if like, says, I've got nothing of yours, he's pato. He says, afilu kamat, it could even be huge amounts of money. Doesn't matter how big the sum of money is. If he says, and he says, so in other words, once again, it has to be some sort of partial admission in order to be chayv, as we said. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Tarveu Amrin, who shall be'edim? Meaning, when do we say this partial admission? You can say he's mechayv and everything. That is this through a partial admission. That's when there was a edim. They had the presence of the loan. We know that the loan was made. Aval ima aval shelo be'edim yechol meir ma'alei hilvitani v'natati lecha mechetza, which means I'll show you importantly here the Pnei Moshe. He says that aval ima aval shelo be'edim mitoch sheachol likfor b'kol. If there were no witnesses to the loan, since he could simply deny the entire amount, therefore yechol meir, therefore he can say in that situation he got a better claim. He could say nothing ever happened. Yachol memory can say, Hilvitani v'natati, I already paid it off, and then it will be relieved. Okay, that's going to lead us into the next sugya, Mitzvah Hashem, but I think this is the place to stop for the moment. Okay, so have a good day and have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.